Looks like he don't care whether he gets you out or in.
He's a neighbor, y'all?
Yeah, Ray. I don't know where you know she's that last crossroad you crossed down there coming this way.
Uh-huh.
Little store on the left there.
Yeah.
That's where Ray is at. That place. Supposed to tore the house down. Redone it from what it was when the first moved down there.
What kind of road, what do you call roads around? No, you mean a road that came off from the public road, what do you call that?
Well, we had crossroads and they call them crossroads, like that in Vietnam. This is a main road, this is Germantown Road.
Mm-hmm. The Germantown Road. That and down there is a crossroad. And you go down a little further, one leads off, it's called the Sugar Creek Road. And they got them all named, but they're
different types of roads.
Yeah, well, they all blacked out just about the same. And we call them now, we got what's called now the Farm to Market Road.
Yeah, well, this road here, it stops right here at your...
Oh, that's Germantown Colony Museum Road.
Yeah, well, it's just a little what? It's not a...
It's not a standard road. It's just about the standard in width. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's the old road that come down to the cemetery, and it come right on down here between my house and the boy's house out yonder, and went on down and hit the road down yonder by where that car is going through now. Then they went across the bridge a little bit and turned and went up by where my grandmother lived. And he come in back in over on the other side. So, a mile in, about 3/4 of a mile, it's got about 200 yards of the old road in it. They left it, then they left it again. When I come this way and got up here and went that way. Well, that road then was already in that. Come on down, like I say. And then a few years back, he was working for the state then, for the highway department, and he got that part blacktop down to the cemetery.
Huey Long?
No, it was a big barn. And then after that then, and I gave them this project, and I gave them a road up to that. And so they cleared that out and blacktopped it then and blacktopped the park out there.
I see. Didn't ask for anything, Gordy?
No, I just told them they'd come for that purpose, so they could get in here to this museum.
I see.
Because I didn't want them coming around this way, coming in here all the time by my house.
Yeah. Now, what would you call maybe a place that leads up, you know, off the main road and goes up to your house or something like that?
That's private.
Private road and maybe...
There's one coming in here now to our house. That's private.
I see. That's y'all's private road?
Yeah. No.
And you know, these private roads, the parish won't grade them without they own the road. If you're on the road where it turns off the main road to come to your house, they won't do nothing for it. They might have shaped it up the first time, but they done with it then, put the covert in, if you got to have a covert coming in there. And after that, it's your road. You take care of it. If it washes off, or you have to go and bring it back, I do without one. So we are. But what they done, see the school bus is going up the road a little further up here, a little store up there. It's about nearly a mile up at that store. School bus pick up the kid dad and come on back. Now them kids is all done finished school, working for the parish. So the school bus stops down here now and picks up the kid here at the jail. And they